touching and molding until they were hard points begging to be set free. The swells plumped over the edge of the cups, and with a light flick he pushed them free, baring her nipples so they peeked over the bra. Her hands crept up his thighs, sliding over the rough denim of his jeans, but he reached down and grasped her wrists, pulling her away. She started to protest, but he brought one hand to his mouth and kissed her palm before raising her arms over her head. He leaned until they were pressed to the mattress, and once again she was captured. In a moment of inspiration, he gathered the tattered remains of her t-shirt and tied one wrist to the headboard. She gasped, her eyes going wide when he took her other hand and secured it as well. Her breathing speeded up and her chest heaved. She licked her lips nervously, but her eyes darkened to sapphire. His smile was slow and predatory. She was like a drug, a high he didn't want to come down from. She made him feel strong and invincible. "Now what to do with you?" He reached into his jeans and pulled out his pocket knife. Her eyes widened slightly, but no fear shone in her gaze. He flipped the knife open and tucked the blade underneath the band of her bra. The material fell away, baring her breasts to his hungry gaze. He closed the knife and tossed it aside, then turned his attention to the clasp of her jeans. He wanted to rip them from her, but he was forced to take his time and to savor each inch of her flesh he unveiled. He worked the jeans over her hips and then down her legs, moving so he could free her entirely. Her shapely legs drew him. He ran his finger up the slim lines and curves and then followed with his mouth, kissing and licking a path to the silky scrap of underwear that shielded her pussy. He tucked one finger behind the lace, threading through the curls into the slick folds. She moaned and twisted restlessly when he found her clit. For a moment he played, stroking his fingertip over the sensitive nub. Then he slipped down until he rimmed her entrance, teasing her mercilessly. With one push, he was inside. Liquid velvet closed around his finger, and he closed his eyes as he imagined his cock there, gliding through her tight, swollen heat. "Sam?" Her agonized cry jerked him back to awareness. Her face was flushed, her eyes glittering with need. "Please," she begged. He ripped the panties, no longer patient, no longer willing to prolong his seduction. He wanted her, had to have her, now. His shirt came off and sailed across the room. He rolled to the side and yanked at his jeans, cursing under his breath when they snagged around his ankles. Where the fuck was the condom? Pocket, shit. He leaned over the bed to pick the pants back up and yanked several packets out. They spilled onto the bed as he rolled back over. He grabbed one and ripped it open as he straddled her again. Her gaze was riveted on his groin. Her eyes flashed appreciatively, and in response he reached down, grasped his cock, and stroked. She strained against her bonds, and it only made him harder and more eager to take her. With a shaking hand, he rolled the condom on and then reached down to spread her legs. God, she was so soft and beautiful, delicate and feminine. The silky blonde curls were damp with desire, and he ran his hand down the seam of her pussy before pushing her legs farther apart. She was open to him, open and unguarded, his to take, his to pleasure, his to taste and to touch. He rose over her, tucking his cock against her small opening. He could never get over that first thrust, where her body fought his size and her pussy closed around him like a vice. He was sweating and shaking like a teenager, and he hadn't even gotten inside her yet. "Are you ready for me, Sophie?" He nudged inward just enough that the head spread her opening and he could feel her heat. "Please, Sam, I need you." Those softly uttered words sent him over the edge. He gripped her hips and dove deep.